This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, as of this airing, 60 or so days, plus or minus 2 months, until pitchers and catchers report for spring training. But the business of the game knows no off-season. A group of Major League Baseball executives and players landed in Cuba today. It's a three-day goodwill tour that could pave the way for a new relationship between the U.S. Major Leagues and Havana. Or, better put, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer tells us, it might rekindle a long-existing relationship.
The major leagues used to play games in Cuba regularly. The Cincinnati Reds even had a farm team there.
There was a major connection, of course, between baseball in Cuba and baseball in the United States.
That's author and Cuban baseball historian Peter Bjarkman. That tight connection ended with the Cuban Revolution, and Bjarkman says the Cuban government may still have reservations about, say, letting Major League Baseball set up academies there to train and poach local players.
I don't think they want Major League Baseball to come in there and strip mine all of the talent out of the country as has happened in the Dominican Republic.
The Major Leagues might be able to buy some Cuban cooperation, though, according to Victor Matheson. He teaches sports economics at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Poaching isn't so bad if the poaching comes along with a big transfer payment.
Matheson says Cuba might happily let its players go if those payments were big enough. Now the but. Ultimately, Congress has to lift the U.S. embargo against Cuba, and Christopher Sabatini says it's in no hurry. Sabatini teaches about foreign policy in Latin America at Columbia University. I reached him on the noisy streets of Soho.
Given the divisiveness of the Congress, as well as the list of things that Congress has to get done, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
President Obama is trying to move things along. About a year ago, he began the process of normalizing relations with Cuba. And for baseball, despite the political realities, today's goodwill trip is a start. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.